Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I thought getting Justin Reed where they got him.
They stole him.
I mean, that was best case scenario.
I think he'll end up being the best stashed and grown Texan safety that we've seen in this organization. He's fast. He's got good size. He's highly intelligent. They say he's a true quarterback in the backfield. His brother's Eric Reed, you know, who's got NFL experience. He works hard, makes plays on the ball. Like, there's nothing not to like about him.
The Rockets are just better. Like, Rudy Gobert basically became, and I don't want to say he was nothing.
Well, he didn't score a point till the fourth quarter, and everything else he got was garbage time.
Yeah. Donovan Mitchell was extremely inefficient. James Harden was significantly more efficient with what he did.
And a lot of people were complaining because the Rockets kind of coasted in the second half, but that's all they needed to do. Utah can't score enough points. Once you get them down that much, they made a little bit of a run, but they were never a threat.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. We welcome in our Sports Map 94.1 listeners. Mostly sports today. We did do one segment on Infinity Wars, but which is kind of sportsy. That was kind of a big deal. But everything else has pretty much been sportsy until the gym of the day. And at the bottom of this sex robot thing, they've polled the same people, and it's the top 10 things Americans consider cheating. Number 10, 16% of people consider following a person of the opposite sex on social media cheating.
Okay, that's absurd.
I agree. That is not cheating. Number 9, liking another person of the opposite sex's pictures or posts on social media on a consistent basis.
Also not cheating.
21% consider that cheating. If that's the case, I'm guilty of both.
That's why I never liked anything on Twitter.
Yeah, but you do on Facebook, right?
I'm not even on Facebook now.
Really?
Yeah.
You're off completely?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know if it's permanent, but I'm definitely off now.
Oh. But you've liked women's stuff on
it. Of course, okay. Yeah.
Having sex with a sex doll, 25% consider that cheating.
Okay.
Haven't done it, but to me, it's no different than masturbating. So that's not cheating. Messaging another person of the opposite sex on social media, 25%.
Doesn't the content of said message have something to do with
it? I don't consider that cheating. Even if you're flirting, that's not cheating.
Like, hey, can you send me your husband's email address?
Yeah, that's not. But even if you're flirting with him, that's not cheating.
Okay,
there has to be an act, right? There has to be an overt act, in my opinion. Number 6, having dinner with another person of the opposite sex, 32%. Consider that cheating.
Again, is it a business dinner or is it
a... Well, yeah, but even a friend dinner. I mean, I have a lot of women who are friends that I have dinner with, and my wife has men who are friends that she has dinner with. But...
Right, but I think that's under the assumption that your wife, you're keeping it from your wife. Like, you're taking a woman to a dinner without your wife knowing about it.
No, but I mean, it's almost... No, see, because that's a different question.
Oh, okay.
So there's 32% that think you're basically cheating if you
have a business dinner.
Yeah. So, number 5, 33% say having virtual reality sex is cheating.
What is that like?
That's where you put on the hood and you think you're banging a cartoon chick and you're not.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with no on that. But again, that's just glorified masturbation. Number 4, 44% of people think holding hands with another person of the opposite sex is cheating.
Okay.
I'm going to go with no. Okay, here's where it kind of gets into what you were talking about. 44% of people say hanging out alone with a person of the opposite sex without telling you is cheating.
That's where it's like...
It's getting into a gray area, but I mean, if nothing's happening, if you just don't want to tell me because...
Then that's when it's like, why wouldn't you tell your wife then?
Right. Well, because she might think something's going on even though something's not, and now you're getting into...
Yeah, it's just a bad look.
Yeah, now you're getting into the whole spider web of garbage.
Yep.
Number 2, kissing another person, 63%.
I mean, yeah, I think that's kind of where...
That's getting there. It just depends on where you're kissing them.
On the mouth?
I think a full-on on the mouth or in nether regions, that would be cheating. Okay. And then here's one that I don't quite get. Number one on the list, 82% of people say having sex with another person is cheating. Where are the other 18%?
Yeah, where do they lie on that? That isn't a good question.
I mean, just kind of curious to know where they stand. Now, obviously, if you have an agreement, then it's not cheating, right. I guess. But, I'm stunned at some of the stuff people consider cheating. But, oh, well, there you go. 1-3 said a lot of guys will be listening nervously to this segment. Somebody sounds like Fred has done a lot of cheating. Based on that list, yeah, I'm a serial cheater.
You are.
Always known. 44% of the people obviously think that because, yes, I do. Let's see. What all have I done on this list? Let's be perfectly honest. Following a person of the opposite sex on social media, check. Liking another person of the opposite sex's pictures on social media, check. I've done those today. Having sex with
you just do it and then you just show up at work like nothing happened.
Yeah, well,
huh?
It's just another day.
What a pig.
Having sex with a sex doll, no. Have not done that.
You would, though. You just haven't run across a sex doll.
Yeah, I've seen some really cool-looking ones that maybe, yeah. Messaging a person of the opposite sex on social media, yes, I've done that. Having dinner with another person of the opposite sex, just both business and friend, yes.
Yeah.
Virtual reality sex, no, haven't done that. Holding hands with another person of the opposite sex, have not done that because that's not
like I don't think you should hold hands with someone unless you're like in a relationship with.
I don't even like holding hands with somebody I'm in a relationship with. That's just it's kind of a creepy thing for me. Hanging out alone with a person of the opposite sex without telling your significant other, I probably have done that. Just because I...
Are you going to tell her now?
No. No, I mean, but it wasn't like intentional. It was just like I was...
You were there, she was there, and then so pants we hang fell
out.
Off.
No, none of that. It didn't get to any of that. But like I've hung out with like when she's been out of town, I've hung out with people. I don't tell her everything. I didn't, nothing happened.
Yeah.
But like I'd be somewhere and run into a friend of mine and we'd have a few drinks and then that's it. And then I didn't really... tell her because she didn't really ask.
Fair enough.
She asked, hey, what were you doing tonight? It's like,
none of your business.
Ran into so-and-so, had a bunch of drinks with her, flirted, and went home. That's it. Kissing another person, no. I'm with you on that. If you're, like, kiss on the cheek, no, that's fine.
Right.
But I don't even, like, I don't really want to kiss anybody either. And then having sex with another person, that's a gold standard. We'll just leave it at 713-780.
My wife would be so mad.
Yeah. What about FaceTiming another man? See, that wasn't on there, but not just FaceTiming, but if you're Skyping somebody and you're both naked and that, do you consider that cheating? I want Jong in on this. So Jong, let's just say Teresa had a friend that she was Skyping and they were both naked. Would you be okay with that?
No.
I'm not okay with that either. I think that's a violation.
Yep.
I think showing off your goods is that. Yeah, I would consider that cheating.
I mean, even like sending nudes, right?
That's
like if your wife sent me nudes, that would piss you off.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't care. Give me an excuse to say, all right, you're out of here. but yeah, I mean, she shouldn't do that.
Right.
Also, you don't really want to see it. Trust me. And so based on this list, it's not cheating.
Should have told me that months ago.
But yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think, so he says, so based on this list, it's not cheating if it's with someone of the same sex. Agreed. So
whoa. So if you had sex with Jong, that wouldn't be considered cheating?
Not according to this list.
Oh boy.
Pink Valkyrie says this list is such bullcrap. Who made it? Mormons? Oh, don't go after Mormons. Come on, man. I would say that anyone who thinks I don't consider holding hands cheating, I wouldn't do it because it's just kind of eh.
Yeah.
409 says, this is Bill Cosby. If the other person's asleep, is it cheating? You'll have to answer that one from prison, sir.
Oh, poor Bill.
Yeah.
Poor Billy boy.
But stuff like following up. And I do know, listen, I know, well, I wouldn't say, I not friends, but people I know that get upset if their wife follows a person of the opposite sex on social media.
Yeah.
Which...
you know, okay, if you're that insecure, okay, maybe you shouldn't be on social media, either one of you. But, yeah, I guess there's a whole element of society out there that I guess I'm not familiar with that would consider some of these things to be that. But that's all right. You know what? To each their own. If you think that's the case, that's totally cool for you to think that. And, you know, just like abstinence, totally cool if that's what you want to do. I respect that. All right.
I'm going to tell you about dirt-free carpet. Springtime, you know what that means. There's pollen everywhere. There's allergens in the air, and they're coming into your house through your dirty air ducts, foot traffic on your carpets. You can get a jump on allergy season right now with dirt-free carpet cleaning spring special. For a limited time, they'll come out, and they'll clean three rooms for $100, and they'll give you a free speed dry. The other guys leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not the case with Dirt Free. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt Free Carpet. They've been doing this for over 30 years with the best technology in the game, cleaning upholstery, floors, air ducts. 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean three rooms for $100, and they're going to throw in a free speed dry. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A couple of things about that list. Josh says Mike Pence approves of this list. And Christina says, nothing says someone in a couple was unfaithful than joint social media accounts.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's
always my first thought when I see
that. Yeah, it's like, okay, somebody screwed around, so this ain't happening again. And Rob says, what do you guys think about having a girlfriend whose best friend is a straight guy, always hanging out together while you're working? It just comes down to
you trust them.
Do you trust them? I mean, to me, for me, and I, it doesn't matter to me. I don't really care because, I mean, I feel like we have a pretty good relationship when it comes to that kind of stuff. She really decided that that's what she wanted. Oh, well, I mean, her mistake.
Right.
And vice versa. I mean, we built up a pretty good little...
got a pretty decent little thing going here.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I don't worry about that because you can't control what other people do. So I don't really try to control what people. It's just, you know, you be you, I'll be me. And if it pisses me off, you'll hear about it. But it's taken a long time to get here. You know, when you got to go through a lot of up and down relationships until you realize you can't change people. So you kind of have to accept what they're going to do. And, you know, if you either can live with it or you can't.
Right.
It's kind of the Falcon logic. 713-780 ESPN is your number. I didn't know Tom Brokaw was now in the Me Too thing.
Yeah, he's a little bit in it and a little bit not, because from what I understand, like, basically every other woman who's worked with Tom Brokaw came out and said, no, it's impossible. That's not him at all.
Well, but apparently there's like...
There's an accusation at minimum.
Like two from the 90s, apparently, which I guess... and I kind of have weird feelings about all this stuff coming out now, like this later, but... I mean, I also could see that maybe the guy helped a bunch of women, but, you know, there were a couple that he felt the need to sexually harass.
Mm-hmm, maybe so. I mean, it's not.
It doesn't seem like it, because if you work around that many women and nobody else is coming out and saying this, I mean, you never know.
Right.
But, oh, well. Texans re-sign Alfred Blue. I guess they didn't get the running back they wanted.
Are you kidding me?
That was the only thing I didn't like about their draft is I would have liked to have seen them invest in a running back, although most of the guys I liked were gone.
Yeah.
And you know, we haven't gotten too much into the other teams. I love the Patriots taking Sony Michel. Absolutely.
I love it. I love the player. I don't know if I would have used a first-round pick on him, but it's a good fit for them, I think. But
they're going to turn him into such a weapon, though.
I just know the Patriots have always found a way with finding running backs on the street and turning them into players. It just seems odd to use a first-round pick on.
Go back and look what they did when they had Corey Dillon, who was the one franchise back they've had. And I could see them making him their primary guy. And that could be.
I think it could also be part of planning for life without Tom Brady.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know, you can't just plug and play whatever running back you want behind, you know, some other quarterback.
Yeah, if I were the Texans, I would have liked to have seen a running back. I would have liked to have seen another tackle because I don't feel like I'd rather you take a couple shots and hope one of them works out. And with the fourth round pick there, that's one where, well, they went with the wide receiver who was a lot of people are high on, and I think that's a good need filled. But I would have liked to have seen another tackle at some point. Now, what I could see happening, and we were talking about Ereck Flowers earlier, over the next few days, you'll probably see some guys cut because teams filled their needs and maybe their teams that drafted tackles and they wind up cutting tackles. And so there may be somebody out there that the Texans can pick up who might be useful to them that aren't useful to another team anymore. And maybe there's a deal to be made. Maybe a Braxton Miller for a, you know, swing tackle type deal now that you think you have a slot guy. But there's a lot of guys who will get cut over the next few days. Here's another one to keep an eye on. What's going to happen with the Jets at quarterback? Because you've got McCown, you drafted Darnold, you also signed Bridgewater, and then you've got Petty and Hackenberg. Now, I guess on the surface, you would say you'd get rid of
one of those guys is for sure cut.
I would say one of them.
Probably Petty.
Maybe.
I mean, they used a second-round pick on Hackenberg a year ago.
So that's my question is, you're not keeping four.
No.
So does Teddy Bridgewater get whacked?
Depends if Teddy Bridgewater can play or not.
Well.
I think they'll run him out there and they'll see, or not run him out. I think in preseason, they'll figure out if they've got anything in it with him. And if they don't, they'll probably try to trade him for a mid-round, late-round pick.
See, that's a guy that
Who does have intrigue.
I would keep an eye on him as a Texans fan if he gets cut as a possible backup. And as much as I want to throw up to say this, I'd keep an eye if Christian Hackenberg gets whacked. I wouldn't be shocked.
Because he's worked with Bill. Yeah.
Wouldn't be shocked if he gets brought in. I don't think he can play. But I do think Teddy Bridgewater can play, and that would be a really nice backup to have if he's healthy, which I'm not so sure he is. Apparently, Jason Witten being offered $4 to $4.5 million per year to talk.
Good for him.
Yeah. So I think if he plays this year, he'll earn a base salary of $1.05 million and up to $750,000 per game roster bonuses. I think I'm going to the booth. I'm going to the booth.
I'm with you.
Yeah. But, apparently there was another offer for him, too, from TV.
Jeez.
So, but, yeah, I also...
People love that dude.
I'll be real curious what happens with Jeff Allen, too. I mean, I don't know where you're going to play him. I mean, if he's on the field, that's bad news. Unless he's 100% healthy next year. But... I like where you're going with the interior offensive line. I still don't know what you're going to do at tackle. I think you should be better, but I wish you had a legitimate left tackle. I don't think he doesn't have to even be top 20 in the league left tackle.
Right.
But top 25 in the league would be okay, and they don't
You'd
have
take that.
Yeah, I would take that because I think they're going to be better on the rest of the line from what they've done. But that's, maybe their draft pick works out there. Maybe Henderson works out over there. And maybe Davenport, because they took Davenport to be a project. And, if he improves a lot from year one to year two, maybe that's your guy.
Yeah.
And that's what you got to hope. But that's an area I'm still very concerned about. I'm going to squeeze in a call here.
Let's do it.
Kansas City. What's up, Kansas City?
Hey, guys.
Hey, sports.
Hey, it's Kansas City Joe. Just wanted to call and gloat. I called in, I don't know if you remember, a couple of weeks ago before the draft and mentioned how Baker Mayfield's odds had moved in. You guys kind of made fun of me for, talking about betting on the draft, but if you would have listened, you would have made some dough. So,
super disappointed.
Yeah, and wow. Okay. Congratulations on your gloating, Kansas City Joe.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to ban you for 2 weeks for that.
I would have said, because,
first off, I don't even remember your damn call. But second off, you're going to call to gloat. Yeah, you're banned for 2 weeks.
I don't remember his call either, but I could imagine someone saying something like that. Me going, I think that betting on the draft is dumb.
Yeah.
I don't do it.
And I still would say betting on the draft.
I don't
draft
even bet on Major League Baseball. Yeah. I'm going to bet on the freaking NFL draft.
Yeah. You know what? If you bet on soccer, Kansas City Joe, and followed my man Jerry Bowe's picks, you'd be rich. But you didn't, so that makes you a dumb. Yeah, don't call with that stuff. I'm not going to bet on everything, okay? Just because you called and said, oh, pick Baker Mayfield. What an awful call that was. Yeah, that's it. We're done with calls for the day because of you.
Look what you've done.
Yeah. Shame bell. Where's the shame bell, John? Come on.
Shame.
Thank you.
I don't know if you listen to me.
No. Especially when you've got Kansas City in the front of your name.
I would have made some money.
Yeah. If you would just go by Joe and not Kansas City Joe, I might give you a little more respect. But you know what it sounds like with a name like Kansas City Joe? Con man.
You don't trust him.
No, of course not. I'm not going to listen to that. All right. Go play in traffic, son. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A32 says, I bet my coworker I'd end up cursing about a client before the end of the day. You guys are dumb for not taking that action. Yeah, you're right. So... OU Mike says, Kansas City Joe, what a dumb name. Yeah, there you go. Well played, OU Mike. Or whomever. Yeah, you know, I really feel stupid for not betting the Astros yesterday. You know, jeez. I may have to ban him for life for that. You just can't call in and say, look how smart I am. You guys are dumbs for not betting. Oh, well.
Well, I mean, listen, it's not that big of a deal. The guy.
No, I know it's not, but it is.
The guy made a right call. Congratulations.
Yeah, good for him.
It doesn't affect my life.
No, but when called a gloat guy, is pretty low in my book.
Yeah,
that's like, it's not.
It's like imagine if you'd followed every college basketball bet I made this year, how much money you could have made, but you didn't.
No, he didn't. But he bet on Baker Mayfield, so good for him. Yeah, whatever. 713-780-3776 if you wish to get in. But trying to figure out where to go from here because, you know, I had a couple other things that didn't quite make Gym of the Day, which, you know, we could do. Or we could stick with some football here for this segment. The Colts said a bunch of teams kept calling, asking about trading for Andrew Luck. And offering big packages.
I mean, what kind of package could they possibly offer that would make the Colts say, okay, like multiple first-round picks?
I think if the Browns had come up and said, here's 1-4, you'd think about it.
I'd want more than that, though.
Yeah, I would, too. I'd want 1-4 and one next year. But,
yeah. Yeah, I think that's what I would ask for, too. But even then, like, I mean...
I guess it depends on...
Listen, when teams have a guy like Andrew Luck, they're not in the mood to get rid of that guy.
No, but if that's the thing, though. If you think he's broken and you can get a ridiculous haul for him, I think... I tell you what, if Sam Darnold had come into this draft thinking he was the Sam Darnold from 2 years ago and, okay, he's the next big thing...
I might do it then.
And you got offered 1-4...
Yeah.
That I might do.
But right now, you don't feel like there's an Andrew... Like, you don't feel like there's a guy in this draft who has the ceiling of Andrew Luck.
No. No. If he's healthy, which is the other half of it. But I don't think you can trade that.
Like, I don't know that in... Even more specifically, I don't know that there's been a quarterback to come into the league since Andrew Luck who's had a ceiling as high as Andrew Luck. Like, that you could have thought that on draft day. Like, oh yeah, this guy could project to be better than Andrew Luck. I don't think so. I mean, Carson Wentz has a pretty high ceiling now, but nobody on draft day thought that there's any chance in hell that Carson Wentz could ever be better than Andrew Luck at his best. I can't imagine that.
Yeah, I don't think so, but...
And I don't think any of these guys, if at their best, are better than Andrew Luck at his best.
No, in this draft, no.
No.
No. Now, I think Carson Wentz a little different.
He's the one guy. But even like Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota, we've seen enough of them now that I'm like, I mean, they're pretty good.
Yeah, I would say the jury's still out on Wentz, Goff, and Watson right now.
Agreed. But, so, I mean, because they've only had a year, or two years, and Watson's had six games.
Yeah, and Goff's only had 1 year with a real coach.
Right.
So, yeah. But I think it's certainly interesting to think about. But, yeah, I think the Colts, you almost have to just.
It's your only chance, honestly. It's your only chance of being successful long-term is for Andrew Luck to be good.
And the problem with it is if he comes back this year and he's still broken, nobody's doing that deal next year.
No.
I think when you talk about 3 years of the guy not playing because of injuries or being ineffective because of him, then you're kind of screwed. But if that happens again, you're probably
going to win four games again and you'll be at the top of the draft.
You're probably going to be able to draft a quarterback next year, whether it's I can't believe I actually pulled the early prospects for the 2019 draft. That's one of the worst things you could possibly do.
Because you have no idea who could possibly.
Well, I did find some of them. It's just because it's interesting, some of the names on there. So here we'll just do the first few. Because it's almost, you can't do a 2019 mock draft and guess the teams right.
Well, I've heard that the kid from Michigan, Shea Patterson, is expected to go pretty high.
He's the second quarterback they have going.
Okay. I've also heard that the quarterback from Northwestern, his name's Thorson. I don't remember his first name. I know he's projected to go pretty high. Like, he's considered a pretty good prospect.
I'll just give you the way they have this.
Okay.
Cleveland first, Nick Bosa.
Okay.
Giants second, A.J. Brown, wide receiver, Ole Miss.
All right.
Jets third. That's not very original. But this is completely unoriginal. It's the same three. Dexter Lawrence, defensive lineman from Clemson.
Okay.
Fourth, they have the Bears. I would be willing to bet whoever did this, the Bears are not picking fourth.
I'm with you.
I think that's going to be a certainly not, if not a playoff team, they're going to be competing for the playoffs late into the season. Cleveland Farrell, defensive end linebacker from Clemson, number four.
It's a lot of defensive players going, and I haven't heard Ed Oliver's name.
And he's number five to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
I think he goes higher than five if I had to set an over-under right now. Dolphins, Jarrett Stidham, quarterback from Auburn, sixth overall. Tampa picking seventh again. Boy, no faith in them either. Trey Adams from Washington, offensive tackle. Redskins eighth, DeAndre Baker, cornerback, Georgia. Denver Broncos ninth, Drew Locke, quarterback, Missouri.
Yeah.
Your Buffalo Bills will be picking 10th.
Damn it.
Amon Richards, wide receiver, Miami. Oakland Raiders, 11th. Greedy Williams, cornerback, LSU.
Greedy.
Mm-hmm. The Colts, 12th, Rashawn Gary, defensive tackle, Michigan. Cardinals, 13th, Jonah Williams, tackle, Alabama. Boy, they're not really high on the quarterbacks here. Seahawks, 14th, Christian Williams, defensive tackle, Clemson. Detroit Lions, Raekwon Davis, defensive tackle, Alabama. Tennessee Titans, 16th, that's usually where the Texans should be. David Edwards, offensive tackle, Wisconsin. Panthers, they have taken Greg Little, offensive tackle, Ole Miss. So I guess this is a good offensive tackle draft. 49ers, Devin White, linebacker, LSU. Falcons, Bo Benchwal, guard from Wisconsin. Chargers at 20 take Will Greer, West Virginia quarterback. Cowboys take Debo Samuel, wide receiver, South Carolina.
We're going on to this for too long. I don't care.
Shea Patterson, 24th to the Jaguars.
Okay.
Does that make you happy?
Yeah, that's enough.
You don't want to hear about your Texans?
No, I don't. Yeah, where they think they're going to win 15 games?
See, that's the most interesting part that you're completely ignoring. They have the Texans picking 26th.
My goodness.
Andre Dillard, Washington State, offensive tackle.
Good for them. Yo, you think they need a lineman, huh?
Yeah, they're still going to need a lineman, but they're going to be 26th, and they have the Patriots 32nd, so I guess they have them beating the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
All right.
Completely pointless list, but it kind of tells you where... what they're thinking.
Where things stand.
Mm. 713-780-ESPN.
Somebody on Twitter photoshopped Kyle Seager, or Corey Seager, and he's turning into Ash. And the caption says, "Mr. Roberts, I don't feel so good."
I hate him. I hate whoever made that, by the way.
Grant Goldberg. I guess he does this a lot. He does Photoshop.
Grant Goldberg. That's such... What a douche. All right. I got to tell you guys about Triangle Energy. And I actually hope that somebody shuts off that guy's electricity. I hate him. I really hate him. And I hope he signed up for free weekends and then he got an upcharge later on his bill that he wasn't expecting. Because he doesn't have Triangle Energy. Otherwise, he wouldn't be such a dirtbag. There's a lot of energy providers out there. They offer free weekends, free days, $600 bonuses, things like that. And you may have fallen for one of those offers. But then down the road, you find out, wait a minute, now I'm paying a higher rate. Or they threw an additional fee on my bill. What's going on with that? Triangle keeps it simple. The rate you see, it's the rate you'll pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN for an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. PUCT license number 10064.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I would give out the number, but there's no point because there's only one segment left, and you know what we do for that? We do the Dumbass Report.
That's right, guys. I've got a good one for you today. And, starts with Florida man.
Of course it does.
Who was drinking heavily at the Hammerhead Bar. Jeffrey Supple is this guy's name. He's 36.
I like to call him Jeffy.
Yep. And an employee said he was trying to fight with people at the bar.
Well, that's not cool.
So the police showed up and they confronted him and said he was very unsteady on his feet and could smell the strong odor of alcohol. Police asked him to call someone to pick him up, in which he stated that his father is already on the way. My dad's coming to get me. And they said, "Where are your car keys?" And he said, "Well, they're actually in my car." And then he said, "Can you bring me my daughter, who I brought inside the bar with me?" And they said, "No, you never brought a kid in here. She's six."
Oh, boy.
Police found her sleeping in the back seat of his vehicle. The vehicle was not running. The windows were up. Police came to the bar at around 2:30 a.m. He arrived at the bar around 12:30. The young girl was in the car for at least 2 hours. He was arrested for child neglect and later transferred to the Nassau County Detention Center.
Mm.
Not wise. Well, I don't know how hot it is between the hours of midnight and 2:30 a.m.
Yeah, but it's still relative. The weather's starting to heat up, but at that time of night, it should be okay.
It's also probably not wise to leave your daughter.
Well, it would have been less wise to take her into the bar.
Well, that's true.
If you're in that situation, I mean, there's two decisions, neither one very good. Which one are you taking?
This is a really weird story. When he was made the assistant manager of a pool in Fairfax, Virginia 2 years ago, Matthew Fijalowski spoke barely any English and didn't know how to swim. Fijalkowski was from Poland on a summer program, spent most of his time here hospitalized after nearly drowning in that pool. He's now suing the police officers and lifeguard who pulled him out. Often police are they're sued for being too aggressive with mentally ill people. In this case, they're accused of not doing enough to stop a man in the midst of a bipolar attack. He was left underwater for more than 2 minutes. While 8 police officers watched and stopped the lifeguard from jumping in to help, police contend that the officers acted appropriately to both save him and protect the lifeguard and themselves from a disturbed person. When the lifeguard did pull him out, he'd stopped breathing and had no pulse. The police allowed me to sink before their eyes. I'm glad that they realized they shouldn't let me drown, but I don't thank them for letting me die clinically before their eyes. They didn't save his life. They did save his life. He didn't die. So he's technically suing someone for saving his life. The thing was, he was trying to drown himself. He tried to drown himself in a pool, but he says the police waited too long to help him. If you're a judge, what are you doing with that? You throw it out?
Yeah.
I'm throwing that out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And, you know, I'm not a judge, but I do watch a lot of, like, Law & Order and SVU. Yeah, that one's not getting them before. That's dismissed.
An intoxicated Franklin County man has been charged with leading troopers on a chase that reached speeds of more than 100 miles per hour in Pennsylvania. At one point during the chase, a trooper fired his gun at the 18-year-old suspect. When another trooper became entangled in wires and fencing that was caught in his 2005 Chevy Silverado and was briefly dragged. So basically, this guy ran through a fence and became temporarily disabled. And now it's entangled with wire fencing. He accelerated towards troopers who were struck by the fencing. One trooper was dragged by Schaaf. The other fired his gun at him before being violently swept off his feet by fence wire attached to the truck. Schaaf was able to exit the field but crash again, this time into some nearby trees where he was taken into custody. Not wise, guy. And finally, this is my favorite story of the week.
It's only Monday, though.
Well, my favorite story of the dumbass report this week.
Oh, okay.
Mark Schwartz, who's 22 years old, was halfway through serving a 4-day sentence for DUI. Well, this was the time when he decided, you know what? It's been 2 days. I'm going to bust out of this joint. He tried to escape serving a 4-day sentence he was already halfway done with. He was captured 38 minutes later. He scaled a tall fence capped with coils of razor wire.
You got 2 days left.
2 days of a 4-day sentence. He untangled himself from the razor wire, jumped a wooden fence, and ran away. The detention facility was locked down. An inmate count determined Schwartz was the escapee. An alert citizen reported a man running through tall grass in a nearby field, and the searchers established a perimeter. More than 20 sheriff's deputies, the sheriff's office, Henry 1 helicopter, a canine unit, the California Highway Patrol, and Santa Rosa Junior College Police joined the search. Deputies found him in a creek off Aviation Boulevard, and a bloody jail-issued shirt was found nearby. He was treated for his injuries and taken to a hospital for treatment of the razor wire wounds, and then booked at 1:20 a.m. Saturday in the main, more secure Sonoma County Jail on suspicion of felony escaping. He's scheduled to be arraigned on the charge tomorrow afternoon in Sonoma County Superior Court. I'm guessing he's going to get more than the 2 days left on his sentence.
How much fun do you think it was for those JUCO cops to be in on that?
I mean, dude, 2 days of your four, you're making a... That sounds to me like he got threatened with the old... backdoor special.
Yeah.
Like someone was going to make him his sweetheart, and he was like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, Marilyn Manson was saying, come here, Juice.
Damn.
Yeah, this is what's going to happen.
Hard times. That's this week's Dumbass Report.
All right. Good stuff. Well, we'll be back at it tomorrow. And I'm guessing, we'll probably talk a little more about the Astros-Yankees series, which is it's a lot of fun to have. I mean, the Yankees come in playing really well. And Didi Gregorius is pounding the ball. And while I usually don't get into one of 162 games, you don't get to play the Yankees very often, and these are two teams that,
You get to charge more for tickets.
Yeah, dynamic pricing.
Even though you're the champions of the whole world.
But guess what? I don't have to pay more because I'm watching on TV.
There you go.
So.
That's the worst. The world champions.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's funny. There's still people concerned about this and that with the Astros. I would just look and see how many times have they actually been blown out in a game. Yeah, I mean, every loss has been, with the exception of Oakland the other night, they've always had a chance in those games to win. That's a mark of a good team. I wouldn't be too worried. I'd like to see them win 3 out of 4, though.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. I'm going to give Jong Lee an A+ today, mainly because we got to talk about Infinity Wars, and it gave him a semi.
Late Hits with Patrick Crane coming up next.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.